WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize you've been lost in a digital rabbit hole for hours? Yeah, me too. It's like we're constantly chasing this imaginary high of likes and comments, forgetting the real world is calling. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against the chaos, a powerful tool that can actually boost your well-being and creativity? It's called silence. And no, I don't mean turning off notifications. I'm talking about embracing solitude, giving yourself space to just be. Now, I know what you're thinking. Solitude? That sounds terrifying. What am I supposed to do with myself? Trust me, it's not as daunting as it seems. In fact, when we actively choose silence and solitude, amazing things start to happen. First off, your mind gets a much-needed break from the constant stimulation of social media. Think about it, your brain is like a muscle, it needs rest to recharge. When you're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and opinions, that mental muscle gets overworked. Silence allows it to decompress, process everything, and come back stronger. Secondly, solitude gives you the gift of self-reflection. Ever noticed how those brilliant ideas seem to strike when you're alone? That's your inner voice finally getting a chance to speak. When we're constantly connected, our thoughts get fragmented and scattered. Silence creates space for deep thinking, clarity, and even breakthroughs. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental game. Thirdly, solitude fosters creativity. Think of artists, writers, musicians. They often retreat to quiet spaces to tap into their creative flow. Silence isn't just about stillness, it's also about listening. Listening to your intuition, your inner voice, and even the subtle sounds around you. It can spark inspiration and lead to amazing new ideas. Fourthly, solitude allows for genuine connection with yourself. We spend so much time trying to connect with others online that we often forget to connect with ourselves. What do you truly enjoy? What are your passions? When was the last time you simply sat in silence and listened to your own thoughts and feelings? And finally, embracing solitude can actually boost your happiness. You know those moments when you feel completely at peace, even if you're alone? That's the magic of solitude. It reminds us that we are complete and capable individuals, and that true joy comes from within. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was a social media addict, always checking her phone, comparing herself to others, constantly seeking validation online. One day, she decided to go on a silent retreat for a week. At first, she was terrified. What if I get bored? What if I can't handle the silence? But she took the leap, and guess what? She came back feeling completely transformed. She told me she felt more present, more connected to herself, and even more creative than ever before. She realized that true joy wasn't found in likes and followers, but in the quiet moments of self-discovery and reflection. So, how can you start embracing silence and solitude in your own life? It doesn't have to be a drastic change. Start small. Take 10 minutes each day to simply sit in silence, meditate, or even just go for a walk in nature without your phone. Listen to the birds singing, feel the breeze on your skin, and let your thoughts wander freely. Remember, true connection starts with connecting to yourself. Silence isn't about escaping the world. It's about coming back to it more grounded, more present, and more fully alive. You got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you found this helpful, share it with someone who needs a little digital detox in their life. And be sure to join the conversation on social media. We're always looking for your stories and insights. Until next time, stay grounded, stay real, and remember, silence is golden. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.